There was quite a commotion at the party campaign headquarters. Politics in Israel is generally conducted with the volume turned up to 11. But it's not long until election day, so there was a particular bustle of activity. Though at the office of the Israel Beiteinu party, what seemed really striking was that almost everyone was talking, or shouting, in Russian. We're in Ashdod, a town with a large population of immigrants from the former Soviet Union, and they form the backbone of Israel Beiteinu, a party usually described as being on the right of the political spectrum, and with a hard-line stance on national security. Eli Nacht comes originally from Ukraine and told me why the party appealed to voters like him.
If you see Russia, even today, they need a strong leader. Russia, Ukraine, they cannot live without a strong leader. And those people who came, as me and my family, from Ukraine, for example, we would like to know that our country are in good hands, that there is someone who can give the security of our life and the life of our children into his hands.
Eli gave me an example of what he meant, telling me what he would do about the rocket attacks that have been launched at Ashdod from the Gaza Strip.
For every rocket that is being shot into Israel, we should, I believe, bomb at least two areas of Gaza. Okay? Even in the former Soviet Union, there were never a case of rockets being shot into houses of people. For every missile from Gaza Strip, we should, I don't know, delete, erase areas. I don't care.
There are now an awful lot of Russian-speaking Israelis around. Whole neighborhoods in Ashdod are filled with Russian shops and Russian cafes. It's rather like being in a suburb of Moscow, albeit an unusually sunny one. I met Arkady wheeling a pram down the street with his six-month-old daughter. He was one of many who described a certain disappointment at the situation he found in Israel.
We came from Russia to stay here and to live secure, to have a better life than we had in Russia. But actually, I felt in Russia then more secure because it was a big country with big army. But here in Israel, we small country, so I feel less secure.
How will you be voting in the election?
Probably Likud. Probably good with Bibi Netanyahu. I believe he's a true patriot, and the security is the most important thing.
Arkady is not alone. Surveys have consistently shown that Israelis from the former Soviet Union are more likely than average to vote for right-wing parties. It's a trend watched with some alarm by those here of a more liberal mindset, like the writer Lily Galili, author of a recent book on the subject, The 1 Million That Changed the Middle East. Galili says these recent arrivals are often vehemently opposed to any deal with the Palestinians, which involves swapping land for peace.
They came from a huge empire, the Soviet Union, an empire that would never dream of giving up territories. The whole concept is totally foreign to them. They come here and they see this tiny country of Israel. I think it never ceases to surprise them how little this country is. And then they hear, what? You want to give back territories to the Palestinians? You must be crazy.
And yet, there are still politicians trying to persuade them. I watched a representative from the left-wing Meretz party address a meeting of Russian immigrants on the outskirts of Tel Aviv. She told them the peace process was worth pursuing, and also that her party's social democratic policies would help the economic situation of these new immigrants. And the audience, well, they listened politely, some were perhaps won over. But speaking to them afterwards, it was clear this is an uphill battle.
I'm sure that I'm not going to vote for her, especially when she was talking about the peace agreements and everything. If we will establish a Palestinian state in West Bank, we will get rockets from there just in 1 year or even less.
Afterwards, one Meretz supporter took me aside to tell me her story. Vicky Adzinski's family immigrated to Israel from Ukraine when she was a child. These days, she says she's fully signed up to peace and socialism. But she wanted me to understand why someone like her started out life with rather intolerant beliefs.
As immigrants, we needed to prove that we are patriotic. And the way to be good Israeli for us was to say bad things about Arabs. And in order to fit, you have to hate Arabs. I remember a friend of mine, she started dating an Arab. And all the kids in my class, they took it so terribly.
Do you now have Arab friends, having gone through those experiences as a child here?
Not many, no. Where would I meet Arab friends?
I've come now to a settlement on the West Bank. This one's known as Tekoa. The settlements, of course, the towns and villages that have been built by Israel here since they took over the West Bank in 1967, and which are regarded by many countries as illegal. As you can probably hear, they're still building new homes in Tekoa. I've come to meet one resident, Zev Geisel, who came to Israel from the Soviet Union.
I wanted something, any place with Zionist spirit. We make the Jewish presence in the Jewish state, on the Jewish land and so on. For me, it was ideological act, of course, because in the Soviet Union, when you decide that you are Zionist, it was a kind of struggle. And maybe my Zionism in the Soviet Union was more ideological.
You know that there are many people in the international community and indeed here in Israel who say that settlements like this have to go if there's ever to be a peace deal.
For me, the question is absurd. What is the kind of peace that has to be based on the destroying of my house? I came back to the Jewish land and I make something to you. They talk about territories. For me, it's Judea. It's my land.
The votes of people like Zev Geisel are seen as very important here. This election campaign has seen the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, canvassing even in some of the smallest West Bank settlements, and also granting permission for new settlement building. They won't all vote for him. There are rival figures with a similar nationalist appeal. But with the settler vote, combined with the vast numbers of Russian speakers coming to the ballot box, plus the other more long-standing conservative supporters, it seems certain that some coalition of the political right will form the next government here in Israel.